Okay, welcome back. So we're going to learn now another principle to the Every Day is Saturday foundation from which we're going to build your entire Saturday around. All right, and it's these three letters. We're going to start with these three letters and we'll build upon them. Whoops, dropped my cover there. D-I-Y. Okay. What's DIY? Let me grab, here I am. I'm back. I had to grab the cover to my marker. DIY, what's it stand for? It stands for do it yourself. And a lot of people who start out on their entrepreneurial journey want to do what is taught out there, which is a really great idea, and it's called outsourcing. Okay, we're gonna hire a team. We're going to manage that team. Hey, that's great. But most people don't start with a huge budget to get all that stuff done. And by the way, here's another thing you need to understand, all right? You might want to write this one down. You cannot manage what you don't measure, okay? You need to be able to manage the process, which also means you need to be able to measure, all right? You cannot manage what you don't measure. Took me a while to learn this thing. Wow. That was a painful lesson. And the reason being is there's no shortcuts. There just isn't. There isn't any shortcuts to getting to Saturday. You got to go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You get the picture? Okay. And a lot of people out there sell the dream that you just start a website or you create something and, you know, boom, boom, bada, bada, push button, and here comes the money. Okay. That rarely happens. I'm not saying it never happens, but if I sold a course based on that philosophy, I would have been out of business before I ever started, okay? Again, I'm here to teach you, at least explain to you, what my journey was and the journey of others and help guide you through, letting you know when the bridge is out ahead. You know, hey, whoa, hold up. So for example, if you're gonna be in the online space and you're gonna be creating digital products or videos as well like this, whether they're physical or digital, you really need to do this stuff all on your own. Yes, 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 that includes building your own landing pages, integrating an autoresponder. I'll show you inside in the future trainings that I'm going to have in here how I do that, okay? But again, my goal is not to train you in the micro. It's to train you in the macro. It's to train you in the concepts, okay? And when you really get these concepts down, then you can go do whatever it is you want to do. You know, as we talked about on the previous video, finding your passion, that's a huge, I mean, there's nothing bigger than that. That's a huge concept that you need to understand. The top five lessons learned on the very first video, it's incredibly large to really grasp that and all of those things about embracing the struggle and getting used to being judged and then celebrate the small wins and all of those things. And then once you understand those two concepts, then you need to really embrace, you're going to be the one-man band or the one-gal band, all right? You're going to be playing the trombone, the guitar. You're going to be singing lead, the bass, all of that stuff, the accordion, the drums, okay? You're doing it all in your business because when you start, you're everything. I mean, you're that person in this business. You know, I have a lot of friends, most recently, the whole Fulfillment by Amazon craze is taking hold, rightfully so. What that basically means is when you buy something on Amazon, most of the time, almost half the time, that order is supplied by an individual, a work-at-home mom or a guy that's doing that on the side. They're going to Target and they're buying a dry erase marker pack for $2. They're sending those into Amazon, and when you buy it for $7, Amazon fulfills that order and sends that person the difference. So maybe it sells for $8 on Amazon. They bought it for $2 less some of the charges. They might net $5 on that deal. Example, okay? But that person who's running that Amazon business fulfilled by Amazon, or if it's selling products on eBay, for example, by the way, those are great businesses. There's no barrier to entry. You can find stuff around your house listed on eBay and sell it. I mean, there's a lot of ways to earn income. Making money is never the problem. Getting out of your own way and getting your mind straight is always the problem. It's most of the time individuals don't succeed on their way to their very own Saturday because of this. It has nothing. The money comes as a result of the value that you add. The money comes as a result of the value that you bring to the marketplace. And look, somebody searching eBay, if they're in enough pain and they want dry erase markers and they don't want to leave and fight the traffic and the crowds and go to Office Max or Staples, and they know they can get it for $5.75. However, they got an Amazon Prime account, okay, and it's 2 days, it's going to be at their house. They'll pay $8. It's worth them not leaving. Heck, they're going to save money in the gas alone, not having to leave the house. You understand that concept? So people get so caught up and they outthink themselves. They just think and think and think. I don't have that problem. I very rarely think, okay, which is a great problem to have. I just do. I just do stuff. And if it doesn't work, well, then I do it a different way. And if that doesn't work, like I mentioned in the previous video, I stop doing it and I move on. And I either do something different or I do that, but in a completely different way. Quit. Quitters always win. Winners always quit. But back to the concept at hand. Managing what you, manage and measuring. You can't manage what you don't measure. People in that eBay and Amazon space, for example, they got to do it all. They go buy the product at Target or Walmart. They bring it home. They pack it. They send it into Amazon to have them fulfill it, or they list it on eBay, and they got to know how to do the listing on eBay. They got to know how to import images from their smartphone onto their computer, how to grab that image from the computer and drop it into eBay and list that item and sell it. And then they got to know how to collect money, which means they got to set up a PayPal account. And from that PayPal account, they got to know how to collect the money and then go to the post office and ship that item to the person. There's a lot of moving parts. None of those are complicated. But I just listed four or five different things that they need to learn how to do. You're not going to outsource that. You're going to outsource somebody to go shopping for you. Okay, maybe you're going to do that down the road. But how would you know you were ever being ripped off? You know, one of the most painful experiences in my life and one of the most rewarding experiences in my life came when I had to move my family in 2007 when I quit my job, as I mentioned in the video number one. I quit my job in April 2007, and we moved back to my hometown of Bradford where I had been buying apartments. I had some 40 units or so back there. And I hadn't lived in Bradford, PA since I left for college in 1986. I came back in the summer times until I officially dropped out of college in 1988 and moved to Florida with a buddy of mine. But I haven't been back there in 20 years, whatever it was. And you can never go home again. You can never go home again. That saying, I don't know who said it first, but boy, is it true. People change, okay? There's some people that were sitting on the same bar stool I left them back in the 80s. They're still there wearing their Letterman's jacket from Bradford High School. There's other people that have completely moved on in their life and are doing amazing things. But either way, nobody's the same and you're never treated the same, regardless if you're the, imagine being the small town kid and you come back as the motivational speaker. Yeah, that goes over pretty well sometimes. But when you go back there, okay, and that was for me, going back there after being gone for 20 years was a huge adjustment. I mean, oh my gosh, to say the least. And I was struggling. My business, this business, every day of Saturday, I hadn't even barely launched it yet. I'd quit my job. I went back to run my apartments, and I never even knew when I bought them, I certainly wasn't going to, I had a property manager, but that's what happened. He quit. I had no property manager. So I had to move back and run them. We're talking day to day, mowing lawns, shoveling sidewalks, all that stuff. And I gained a real appreciation for a lot of different things, okay? Number one, how to actually fix a leaky faucet. No idea. Man, still can barely do it, but I learned how to hang drywall, how to patch drywall, all that stuff that, guys, I was a corporate executive, okay? I was wearing the cufflinks and the monogram shirts to work every day. I was living a privileged life. I had no idea what went on in this whole other, to me, a whole other universe. But I got real cold water splashed on my face pretty quickly and figured it out. And I learned how to run the apartments. I wasn't the handyman. I hired handymen. Some of them were good. Some of them stole from me. Some of them went to prison for 2 to 4 years. One guy cut all the copper out of one of my buildings, the pipes, replaced them with PVC. I had no idea he did this. Went to the basement. Spent an entire day. Guy was working for me. Spent the entire day, instead of working an honest day to get paid an honest wage, which I was paying him, he chose to go into the basement of one of my buildings, cut all the copper piping out, replace it all with PVC, and then take the copper piping to the junkyard to have it scrapped so he could get paid money, whatever it is by the pound, a couple hundred bucks he might have got paid. Got caught, and ended up going to prison for 2 to 4 years on top of another thing that he did, which is, it's just stupid. The bottom line is, if I didn't know how to manage my buildings, if I was still living in Cincinnati 500 miles away trying to manage and not even knowing how they work, that would have just happened and I'd be none the wiser. Oh, okay, well, I guess now we have PVC piping in my buildings. That 9-month period of time changed me because it got me even more inspired. Rather than feeling sorry for myself and saying, oh, I can't be a speaker, I need to run. No, I said, I need to grow larger. This is a concept you're going to hear me talk about all the time, because we can either be weighed down by our problems, feel sorry for ourselves, go into victim mode, or we can choose to grow larger than our problems. And it sounds like, you know, hey, that's good, easier said than done. Well, it is. You know, it's very difficult to do. But once you take that mentality, you're never going to be a victim again. Because that's not even an option. That's not, like, getting started in this journey is going to be the hardest part of the journey for you. Just putting that big leg forward, first foot, and it feels like a telephone pole, like it weighs 800 pounds, and it's going to be like, I can't do it, Sam. I can't do it, Sam. You'll do it. You'll do it. And then once you do it, you take this leg and you put it right there as well. And before you know it, you start walking towards your dream. You don't run. You don't run away anymore. You grow larger than your problems. And there's such empowerment in that. When I left Bradford in May of 2008, we had lived there throughout the winter of 2007 and into the spring, I left a changed man. And I came back, and that's when I talked about in the first video, I got that $25,000 keynote and that message, and I appreciated the life, the journey that I was embarking on, and I hadn't even had success. Remember, when I came back, I didn't get that speaking gig, that big payday. I was just happy to have options. I was just happy to have the freedom to be able to make a choice on what I wanted to do. And then when I started understanding that, you know, I hired people that, I was outsourcing people to write articles for my blog, and it was pure crap, you know? I would get them off these outsourcing sites or in these forums and internet marketing deals, and people would say, hey, I'll write you for $5 an article. That's okay if you're doing something and you're just trying to build. Remember, if you just want to build a blog of dog training or health and fitness, and it's not your passion, then you can outsource that. Have people develop content for you, YouTube videos, and you'll make money. You can drive Google AdSense to it. You can put affiliate promos on the page. You can draw, you know, whatever you want to do. Just drive traffic and collect a paycheck. But you cannot outsource your passion. You can't do it. People don't write in your tone. People don't have your knowledge. They don't have your experience, your wisdom, everything that you've developed over the course of your lifetime. You can't outsource that. So when you do your, really what it is that you want to do, and you follow your passion, like we talked about in the previous video, you got to get going on your own so you know what good looks like. Not even good, you know what great looks like. Good book, by the way, Good to Great, Jim Collins. You should read that if you've never read it, Good to Great. Talks about a lot of great concepts. Level 5 leadership, good is the enemy of great. And he cites different corporations, how they made the leap from good to great, and the ones who didn't, the ones that got left behind. Very fascinating book, Good to Great by Jim Collins. But when you start managing your business and doing it all yourself, so let's say, for example, what are some of the things you might have to do? Well, you might to, I don't want to write too high. Am I going? Okay, I'm good here. Okay. You got to have some sort of web presence, for example, regardless of what you do. Okay. What's that web presence looks like? That could be as simple as a landing page. You go to some place like Lead Pages or Thrive Themes or Megaphone. There's, you know, I use Lead Pages. Very simple, very intuitive. I use a couple of different products, I should say. Lead Pages is one of them. Very simple to grasp, and you could have a landing page up. Literally, it's cut and paste in an hour, and that's if you have no idea what you're doing, okay? If you have any kind of internet marketing or technical skill set, you could have it up in 20 minutes, okay? But you're going to need a web presence. You're going to do that. Do not go out spending money on people to build you a website, because that's going to change. The one thing I can guarantee you is your intellectual properties are going to change. Your assets, your online assets, for example, they're going to change. Your website, logos change, themes, products, things like that. So don't go spending a ton of money, because you're going to get frustrated. Like, oh my God, I spent $2,000 for that person to build me out a huge website, and now it's not even relevant anymore. Exactly. And you don't have $2,000 to be spending over and over and over again, okay? So, for example, learn how to do that. And there's a great website called YouTube where you can watch videos and you just put into the search box. Let me tell you something. I'm not kidding you. When I say I'm self-taught, here's what I do. I have a iMac computer on my desk that sits on my desktop, and I have a laptop that's obviously portable, and I sit the laptop right next to the desktop. And I watch YouTube videos on my laptop, pause, and I implement, pause, and I implement. Whether I want to render video, for example, I was trying to use a piece of software, this was many years ago, but this is just the first example that popped into my mind, called Handbrake. All right, Handbrake takes a video that's 500 meg and knocks it down to like 50 meg. And you don't lose, it just makes it web optimized. You don't lose any of the quality of the video. Well, I had heard about Handbrake through another video software that I bought. I can't remember what it doesn't even matter. But anyway, how to use Handbrake, I put it into YouTube, and I would take on the Mac, on the iMac, on my desktop, watch the video, implement on the iMac, pause, implement. And that's how I learned how to render my own videos. And editing videos, how to use iMovie. All these videos right here that I'm doing right now, all three-point lighting, got a light there, light there, light there. All of that is how to. So you're going to be using YouTube a lot in your own DIY. And enjoy it. And this isn't something that takes the place. Look, there's green times and there's red times in your business. All right, let's talk about green and red too. All right, you got green. I should have a green marker. I have a green marker. Stay right there. Don't move. I'm going to jump out of the picture and I'm going to jump right back in. I'm going to count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Let's talk about green time. All right. Green is money producing activities. Okay. This is green time. Creating content like this. This is revenue generating. When you're creating videos and audios, things like that, you're going to be monetizing those. Setting up your web presence and things like that. That's the green time. You want to build a landing page, launch a product, things like that. Boom, green time. Red time, got our red marker, is non, so let's just say this is rev producing, okay? Revenue. We got, let me drop this. Red time. Hopefully it's still in red. I'm just going to put learn. Okay? Learning. Red is you're going to be learning. You're going to be doing what I just described. You're going to be watching YouTube videos and you're going to be implementing. Watching, implementing. Look, if you got a bag of chips or pretzels or you got some water there or you want something just to do it over lunch or whatever, that's when you learn. All right? During your downtime. Okay, we're going to talk about batching as well inside the academy. Like, for example, I do all my podcasts, shoot all my videos when I am on, like especially videos. Podcasting I kind of do every day because it's 10 minutes, boom, I'm done. I've got it down to a science now. But I would recommend anytime you're creating content, batch it out. What's that mean? For example, video. I'm shooting video all day. Okay, you may wonder why I got the same shirt on. Sam, you wear the same shirt every day? No, I shoot several videos in the same day, okay? Why? Because it takes a long time to edit these videos. So I record, and then another day, I'll spend an entire morning, or afternoon and morning, and sometimes into the evening, editing the videos, uploading them to the site so you can view them, okay? That's my red time, also learning to earn, okay? So understand, when you're green, you're go, you're money. If you're a speaker like me, green is when you're on stage or when you're creating content or when you're monetizing that content, whatever it is, you're go time, okay? For you, it's going to be whatever it is, whatever that green time. You need to understand, what does green time look like for you? What is it, okay? DIY. You need to be able to be the one man and the one girl band, all right? You got to create everything. You got your web presence. You're going to be creating that. You're also going to be creating all your content, all right? This can be written. This can be audio. This can be video. For example, written. What's written? Well, that could be a Facebook post. You got a Facebook fan page? No. Get one. Create it. How? Google it. Watch a YouTube video. 1,000 tutorials. You could have a fan page up in literally 5 minutes, and it's easy to do. And I'm not saying that, oh, it's easy. It's easy to do, okay? You are going to be the one who gets all that done, okay? Written, audio, video. It's all your content. You can't outsource that. Guys, this is your passion. This is your passion. This is what you love to do. You can't outsource your passion. So, that's the content you're going to be doing. You're going to be implementing this, all right? Meaning, I'm going to just put it over here, delivery. The delivery of the content. How is this going to be delivered to your consumer? For example, if we stay on the web presence, the digital delivery of this content, how is it going to be delivered? Is it going to be through a membership site? You know, you don't even need software. You could knock all of this out really at no charge. You could host a blog, WordPress, free. WordPress is free to set up. You could create videos and just set up a YouTube playlist at no charge and make that playlist private, which you can do. So you have a playlist that only people who you send the email to that has a specific link, they're the only ones that are going to get that content, okay? So you can set that up for free. And if you want to collect money, you just use PayPal, you know? So if you wanted to do all of this for free, you could go WP for WordPress, YouTube videos for private, make them private, the playlist, and PayPal to accept the money. Right there, guys, that's all you need right now if you wanted to do that today. This is a Y, by the way, YouTube, Y-T, YouTube. Right there, that's a business. That's a business. You know how I know that's a business? Because I did that. That's how I got started. I set up a free blog. I would put up YouTube videos that only people could see that purchased the products. I would actually put up a YouTube video on the blog to promote and sell. I put a PayPal link on the page where people purchased. After they made a purchase, I manually emailed them the link to view the private content on my YouTube channel. That's how I earned income. That's what would be considered today as a quote-unquote membership site. All right, nothing sexy about it. What was I doing? I was managing and measuring. And then once I understood how all this got done, I would hire somebody to create a web presence for me because I knew how much it should cost. All right, because I was doing it myself. And while I was doing it myself, I'm like, huh, I wonder what other people are charging for this. It gave me time to do some research and gain knowledge. Because look, when you don't have knowledge, you're at a complete disadvantage for the ones who do. Would you agree with that? When you do not have the knowledge about how to build any type of web presence or a landing page, I've had so many people email me. I'm not even a web developer. They just see all of my assets online, the web pages, the landing pages. By the way, I do them all myself. And like, hey, can you do this? I got $2,000 if you can just build a funnel of a landing page to a shopping cart. I'm like, $2,000? I'll gladly accept your money, but you need to really learn how to do this yourself so you can save that and invest it back into your business in some other way, or just put it in your savings account, you know, one way or another. But once you learn how to do this, writing your content, then you can outsource people, not to create it necessarily, because again, you cannot be duplicated. Your passion cannot be duplicated. However, people can edit it. You know how long it takes to edit audios now, whether you're using Audacity or GarageBand or something like that to create audios. You know how long it takes to edit video and upload it. All right, now you won't get taken to the cleaners by people that you hire to do this stuff. All right, that's a big, big benefit. This whole DIY concept is going to be, it's going to be one of the, I'm trying to think, I don't want to overstate it because so many people speak in hyperbole. It's big. It's big, okay? You learning how to do this is big. And then the delivery of your product, all right? You're going to know how to do that and you can be able to manage other people doing that as well. So don't be overwhelmed. I'm going to share a lot of this inside of the Every Day is Saturday Academy as well. And I'm going to give you kind of a behind the scenes look on how I do what it is that I do with my business. And if I can do it, I'll show you how to do it. You can do it, okay? Because I did it all the wrong way for a long time, and it was very painful. And it caused me a tremendous amount of pain. But I'm going to share with you the right way to do it and the quick way to do it. But here's the concept I need you to understand, okay? Take the first step, and I need you to do it yourself. And it's just not that I need you to do it. You need to do it. Because here's what's going to happen. Once you've done it, and look, there's no time frame. Okay, I don't care if it takes you a week to build one landing page. Here's the thing you need to realize. You did it. You did it. See, you thought you couldn't do it, but you did it. That's worth more than all of this that we've been talking about so far, is the sense of accomplishment and the empowerment knowing I did it. Who cares if it took a week to get a landing page up? Who cares if it took a week to get your PayPal account up and running? Who cares if it took a week to create and edit your very first video? You did it. Here's the key. One of the keys to success is, are you better than the individual who you left behind yesterday? Are you a better person today? And that's a lot of different ways. Obviously, health, spiritual, relationship. But speaking of business, you should lie your head down on the pillow tonight thinking, I'm a different person tonight when I lay my head down than I was when I woke up. And here's the reasons why. And list your accomplishments. Celebrate your wins, as I talked about in the first video. Celebrate your wins. Because if you don't, you're going to say, oh, here's what most people do. And this is why they don't succeed. The whole everyday Saturday thing was neat until, you know, took me 2 weeks to get my funnel built. And I was in the forum, or Sam had a webinar, and Susie in Nebraska got her funnel in 2 hours. Hey, that's Susie in Nebraska. That ain't you. There is no race, okay? You just need to understand, once you're the one-man band, the one-girl band, and you know how to do all of this yourself, you can then outsource it, you can manage it, and you can say, you know, I've done this myself, and you're not afraid, because when you outsource this stuff, people are going to leave, and they're going to go do other things, these people that you've had doing the work for you, and you're not going to freak out. You're like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. You can't do any landing pages anymore? Hey, no big deal. I wish you all the best. I'll knock a few out today. When I came back to Cincinnati from moving back to my hometown in Bradford, PA, and running those rental properties, I had to move again because I had another property manager leave in the spring of 2010. I know. My family never lets me forget these journeys I take them on. But it was fun. We have a lot of friends in Western New York as a result. Moved to a small town called Springville, New York, about 30 miles south of Buffalo. And it was about 40 minutes, because the one thing I did learn, I didn't want to be in the same town as my tenants for a lot of reasons, because they knock on your door at all hours of the night with, hey, here's my rent money, or even worse, hey, a water pipe burst. I'm like, dude, it's 11 at night. Why are you knocking on my door? What do you think? Call the fire department. I don't know what to tell you. I can't fix it, and my property manager's sleeping with his ringer off, okay? But we moved to a small town, Springville, New York, about 45 miles south of Buffalo. Well, about 30 miles south of Buffalo. 45 minutes from Bradford, where my rental properties were. So that's one lesson I learned. But I wasn't afraid anymore to dive into that business. When I got back there the second time, drove right into town, and boom, boom, here's what we need to do. Let's rip this carpet up. Let's plaster that. Let's fix this. Let's get this person out. Eviction, eviction, eviction. Let's raise rents here. Let's make sure we love on these tenants. These are our best ones. Didn't fear anything anymore. Right there. Hold on. You see this word here? Fear. Oh, man. Can you see this? I hope you can. You know what ends up going away? This guy. He goes bye-bye. He goes bye-bye right here. Why? Because you got the power. You don't fear anything anymore. Not in your business. Not in your business. You don't fear building a website. You don't fear building an online sales funnel. You don't fear building videos and audios. No. You don't fear speaking. You don't fear product creation. No, man. Why? Because you did it all yourself already. Boy. You know, I never even thought to mention this earlier. Thank God, man. Thank God I just thought of that, because I want you to understand that much right there. That is it. That is a million-dollar nugget right there. But it's so intangible. You know, you can't feel, can't see fear. It creeps up on you. But like Mark Twain said, I've known a great many fears in my life, most of which never happened. Everybody worries. Worry, 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 worry. You know, I've never met anybody who actually worried a problem into changing. Meaning, oh, thank God I worried so much, I changed the outcome. No. This goes away. At least it subsides a lot, like the woo, way down when you gain the knowledge, that, which is power and the empowerment to do this yourself. So as we move through these future trainings, I'm going to be throwing some terms out there. And I don't want you to be freaked out by them. I don't want you to run away. I don't want you to say, oh, can't do it. This is where it gets too technical for me, or this is where it gets a little bit out of my pay grade. No, 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 no. No, if I can learn it, you can learn it. There's nothing I'm going to be teaching you that can't be learned, implemented, and man, I'll tell you what, it's just awesome to think of all of the lives that are going to be changed as a result of these trainings and your implementation. You're not going to be the same person tonight. If you've made it this far through the video, you're not going to be the same person tonight you were when you woke up, because your mind's got to be spinning. Like, man, I got to get going. I got to tackle this. And that's where learning becomes fun. Most people, it's not fun. They don't go to work having fun. Fun? Job, fun, two three-letter words that never go together. At least here in the U.S., where 80% of the people hate their job. Fun and job ain't happening. You, fun, with the previous video, passion. Oh, here's what I encourage you to do. As we get into more of this training, do it yourself. Don't look to take the easy way out through outsourcing or having someone else do it. Because what's going to happen? What you thought was going to be easier is going to be more difficult in the long run. And this is what this is. This is your career we're talking about. This is your legacy. You don't outsource your legacy. Awesome. Do it yourself. I'll see you on the next video.